President Bush has signed into law one of the most far-reaching education bills in 35 years. The ceremony today was part of a three-state tour to Ohio, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts, a tour designed to emphasize the bipartisanship that steered this bill through Congress. At each stop, the president declared that the law marks the beginning of a new federal-state partnership to improve public education. But not everyone sees it that way, as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The 12-hour, 1,600-mile roadshow began with a bill-signing ceremony in Hamilton, Ohio, in a packed high school auditorium.
And I'm signing this bill here because it's the home of the chairman, John Boehner.
Representative John Boehner is a six-term conservative Republican and chairman of the House Education and Workforce Committee. He's the same John Boehner who spent most of the 1990s fretting about the federal takeover of public schools. In the end, Boehner and New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg, another conservative Republican, led the bipartisan charge to get Mr. Bush's proposals through Congress. They struck a deal with liberal Democrats, led by Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts and Representative George Miller of California. They were all there today in Hamilton, Ohio, sharing the stage with the president.
And all four of these members up here need to be proud of the legacy they've left behind. This is a good bill for the American children, and I'm proud to sign it in their presence.
In the end, Democrats got more money, $26.5 billion, most of it for school districts with large concentrations of low-income children. And President Bush got the tools with which he believes he can transform public education in America.
The fundamental principle of this bill is that every child can learn. We expect every child to learn, and you must show us whether or not every child is learning.
Here's how. Every state must test students in reading and math. Beginning in grades 3 through 8, states can use their own tests on the condition that educators and parents be able to use the results to compare students' performance year to year and school to school. States must now break down test results by race and income and show they're closing the performance gap between rich and poor students. Parents will get a report card rating the quality of their schools. If parents aren't happy with their schools, private and religious organizations will also be allowed to step in to provide tutoring and after-school programs for their kids. After 3 years of flat or declining test scores, poor attendance, or low graduation rates, students will be allowed to transfer to a better public school.
There must be a moment in which parents can say, I've had enough of this school.
These are extraordinary new powers for the federal government. Maybe too much power. At least that's the view among top school superintendents meeting in Washington this week.
And I think what's happened over the years is there's this tremendous erosion of local control.
Gail Ulkema heads the Piedmont Unified School District in California, just outside San Francisco.
I still get all these mandates. I still have to fill out all the paperwork. And yet, I'm not given the discretion to continue to do the good things that I'm doing. And I'm not given the resources to try and push the envelope.
Money, says Ulkema. It's the reason wealthy school systems do so well. And it's the reason poor ones do not. Eric Smith, the superintendent of the Charlotte Mecklenburg Public Schools in North Carolina, says closing the gap between rich and poor children is not just a task for schools.
There are vast gaps that go beyond just simply the issue of student achievement. I think there's gaps in terms of quality teaching available to students from all racial backgrounds and economic backgrounds. I think there's vast gaps in the funding provided for students that come to us from different racial groups and different economic regions of the nation.
Smith says ignoring the huge inequities in school funding in this country guarantees that some children will be left behind. At all his public appearances today, President Bush, though, said it was now up to parents to demand better schools. He seemed confident that the American people will embrace his brand of school reform.
And to demand that no child, not one single child in America, is left behind. Thank you for letting us come. May God bless.
Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.